This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he's again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act. But cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act if you give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Haiti's interim government has asked the U.S. to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare the way for elections in the aftermath of the assassination of President Jovenel Moise. The interim president, Claude Joseph, told the Associated Press, "We definitely need assistance, and we've asked our international partners for help." He spoke just hours after the head of Colombia's police said that the Colombians implicated Moise's assassination and were recruited by four companies and traveled to the Caribbean nation and two groups via the Dominican Republic. The death toll in the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 79. After 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. The Miami-Dade mayor, Daniela Levine-Cava, announced the new number at a Friday news conference, calling it both staggering and heartbreaking. An additional 61 people are still unaccounted for. On Thursday, the foreign minister said in a radio report in Paraguay that the body of the sister of the country